Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're tackling some really interesting real-world data about semaglutide today, specifically how effective it is for weight loss. You know, outside of those controlled clinical trials, we've got a fascinating research article to dig into, so should we jump right in?
Sounds like a plan. And it's a good thing we are going beyond the clinical trials. They don't always give you the full picture of how a medication works for everyday people.
Exactly. That's what makes this study so interesting. They wanted to see what kind of results people were getting with semaglutide out in the real world. Like, did other medications or even having other health conditions make a difference in how much weight someone lost?
And get this, they used data from a network of 10 different health systems.
Well, that's a lot of information to go through.
It is. And to find hidden patterns in all that data, they use this really powerful technique called machine learning.
Okay, hold on. Machine learning. In plain English, what does that even mean?
Fair enough. You can think of machine learning like this super detective, right? Sifting through tons of clues to find what really matters for your weight loss. It helps researchers find those aha moments that they might miss with, you know, just regular analysis. In this case, those hidden links between semaglutide and other factors that could impact how well it works for you.
So it's like personalized weight loss detective work.
Basically.
I like it. But before we get to the really exciting part, like what they actually found, can you remind us why everyone's so hyped about semaglutide for weight loss in the first place?
Oh, absolutely. So semaglutide is part of a group of medications called GLP-1 receptor agonists. They were first used to treat type 2 diabetes. You know, because they help regulate blood sugar. But they also do some pretty cool stuff in the brain that affects how your body handles food and even like your appetite signals. And that's what makes them exciting for weight loss.
It's like two for one deal.
Right.
So what happened when they applied all this fancy machine learning to the real world data? Did semaglutide live up to the hype?
Well, the results were promising. People taking semaglutide lost, on average, about 4.44% of their body weight after a year.
Okay, but what did that look like in real life? Say you started at 200 pounds.
That's a good point. We need to make these numbers relatable. In that case, a 4.44% weight loss would be almost 9 pounds.
9 pounds, huh? I mean, that's not nothing, right?
Not at all. It's a really good start.
True. Every pound counts. But I'm curious, is that lower than what some of those earlier clinical trials found?
You're right. It is a bit lower than some of those initial clinical trials. Some of those had people losing upwards of 10% or even 15% of their body weight.
Okay, reality check time. Why the difference? Why didn't this study find those super dramatic weight loss numbers?
You know, it's complicated. Those clinical trials are done in a very controlled environment, right? People usually get more support, closer monitoring, and let's be honest, they might just be more motivated knowing they're being studied. This real-world data just gives a more realistic picture. Semaglutide can be a helpful tool, but it's not magic.
No magic pill, huh?
Sadly not.
Okay, fair enough. But I want to go back to the complications for a second. The study looked at other things that might influence how well semaglutide worked for different people. And they found some surprising stuff.
They did. And this is where things get interesting. One of the unexpected findings was that if someone already had diabetes, semaglutide seemed to be less effective for weight loss, at least in this study.
Now that is surprising. You'd think a medication that's supposed to help with blood sugar would work even better for weight loss in people who already have diabetes.
You would think so, right? It's kind of the opposite of what you'd expect. Makes you wonder what else might be going on there. But it gets weirder. Having pre-diabetes, on the other hand, that was linked to better weight loss with semaglutide.
Wait, so if you're just starting to have some blood sugar issues, semaglutide might actually be more effective.
That's what the research seems to suggest.
Wow, okay. My mind is a little blown right now.
Right.
But wait, there's more. We haven't even talked about the irritable bowel medication, linaclotide, and how that seemed to play a role.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Isn't that fascinating? Taking linaclotide along with semaglutide was linked to more weight loss than taking semaglutide alone. It's like this totally unexpected synergy between two drugs that are usually for totally different things.
Amazing. You start digging into the science and you never know what you'll find.
You said it.
It really is amazing what they can do with science these days. But about those doses, this study didn't use like every dose of semaglutide out there, right?
Good point. That's an important detail. This study mostly focused on people taking a lower dose of semaglutide, not the higher doses sometimes used in those clinical trials we talked about. Think like 0.25 milligrams to 2 milligrams a week. Some of those trials went up to 2.4 milligrams.
So does that mean, is there a chance that those higher doses could mean even more weight loss, you know, out in the real world?
It's possible. But, and I can't stress this enough, we need more research. It's like, imagine trying to perfect a recipe, right? You got to experiment to find that sweet spot.
Where it's both effective and safe.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. But we've been talking a lot about the medication itself. What about lifestyle? You know, like, did this study look at whether people were also making healthy changes in other parts of their lives?
Ugh, the million-dollar question. I mean, everyone always says diet and exercise are important. Did this study actually look at whether people were, like, hitting the gym or swapping out those chips for carrots?
Right. Were the people who lost the most weight secretly training for marathons or something?
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Unfortunately, we just don't know from this study. They weren't able to track those lifestyle factors. And let me tell you, trying to track those changes in thousands of people living their everyday lives, that's a researcher's nightmare.
Oh, I bet. It's got to be a lot easier to control what people eat and how much they exercise in a lab than out in the real world.
100%.
Life gets in the way, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes that pizza just calls your name.
Tell me about it. Plus, people are complicated. Even if you ask them to track everything, it's not always accurate, you know?
For sure. So we can't really say anything about lifestyle from this particular study.
Right.
But for everyone listening, it's still a good reminder that those healthy habits really do matter. Medication can definitely be a helpful tool, but it probably works best when it's combined with a healthy lifestyle, right?
Exactly. It's like semaglutide might give you a head start in a race, but your lifestyle choices, those are what get you to the finish line.
Ooh, I like that analogy. Okay, so before we get to the part where we talk about what this all means for the listener, any other limitations to this study that we should mention?
Yeah, there's one more big one. See, the study uses these medical records, right? And with those, you can't always be sure if people actually took their medication the way they were supposed to.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just because someone has a prescription doesn't mean they're taking it perfectly. Life
Yeah.
gets in the way. Maybe they forget a dose, or maybe they get some side effects and stop taking it altogether.
Exactly. And that's really important for our listeners to remember. If you're considering semaglutide or any new medication, really, talking to your doctor is so important. Make sure you understand exactly how to take it.
It's about working with your doctor, not just showing up with a list of demands.
100%. It's a partnership. So be open about what you're hoping to achieve. Talk about any other medications you take and definitely bring up any concerns you have.
Okay, so we've talked about what the study found, the good and the not so good. But what does it all mean? What's the big takeaway here about semaglutide and its place in the world of weight loss?
I think this study just shows us that when it comes to weight loss, there isn't one solution that works for everyone. Semaglutide can be a useful tool for some people, sure, but it's not a miracle cure. It's not going to be right for everyone.
There's no magic pill, unfortunately. And this study really highlighted how what works for one person might not work for another. We're all different, you know, different medical histories, lifestyles.
Absolutely. And that's why personalized medicine is becoming so important, especially with weight loss.
Personalized medicine, that feels like the big buzzword these days, doesn't it? But what does that actually look like for someone who may be struggling with their weight and wondering about semaglutide?
It means that your experience with semaglutide, if you even decide to try it, will be unique. But it starts with an honest conversation with your doctor. Tell them what you want to achieve. Be upfront about your medical history, what other medications you're on, even your lifestyle habits. The more they know, the better they can figure out if semaglutide is even right for you.
And if it is, then you and your doctor can come up with a game plan together,
Right.
finding the right dose, the right approach, all tailored to you.
Exactly. Think of it like putting together a puzzle. Your medical history, your lifestyle, your medications, it all fits together to give your doctor the full picture.
It's about finding what works best for you, not just following some generic plan.
Yeah.
And let's be real, even if you do end up taking semaglutide, that doesn't mean you can just forget about making healthy changes.
Couldn't agree more. It's like I was saying before, right? Semaglutide's a tool in your weight loss toolbox, not the entire toolbox. Combine it with those healthy changes, and that might be the ticket to really making a difference.
So for our listener, if they only remember one thing from all of this, what should it be? What's the most important thing to keep in mind when talking to their doctor about semaglutide? So much good stuff to unpack. But if our listener walks away remembering just one thing from all of this, what should it be? What's the most important thing to remember when talking to their doctor about this?
You know, I think it's all about going into that doctor's appointment ready to have a real conversation, not just expecting, you know, a quick fix.
Right, it's not like ordering takeout.
Exactly. And this study really drives that home, that open communication with your doctor. That's key. Tell them what you want to achieve, what you're worried about, and be ready to really discuss all those individual factors, all those puzzle pieces. Then you can figure out together if semaglutide is right for you, and, if it is, what's the best way to make it work?
It's about finding the right path for you, not just some one-size-fits-all approach. Now, before we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners? Something to really get them thinking about this whole weight loss thing.
Well, if you're still learning about semaglutide, maybe think about how you define success. Like with weight loss, is it just about the number on the scale, or is it about more than that?
Oh, that's a good point. What really matters to you?
Right. Are you hoping for more energy, better blood sugar control, or maybe just, feeling more confident and more comfortable in your own skin?
It's about the big picture, not just a number. So as you're figuring all this out, really think about what success means to you. What changes would make you feel your best?
What would make you proud of yourself?
Those are great questions to think about. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder those thought-provoking ideas. It's been another fascinating deep dive. And as always, we encourage you to keep learning, keep asking those insightful questions, and keep exploring all this interesting stuff.
Until next time.
Bye for now.